Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Valve's latest move is shaking up the handheld gaming world. And it's not just about playing Elden Ring on the go. They're opening up SteamOS to non-Valve devices starting in April, and this is a big deal for a few reasons. First, it's a brilliant open source play that could reshape portable computing as we know it. Imagine a world where your handheld runs the same OS as your beefy gaming rig. The continuity and ecosystem potential is massive, but here's where it gets really interesting. Valve's essentially expanding its reach without having to manufacture more hardware. It's a clever way to grow the Steam ecosystem while letting other companies handle the messy business of supply chains and chip shortages. And let's not forget the timing. This puts some serious heat on Nintendo's upcoming Switch successor. The handheld market is about to get a lot more competitive, and that's great news for gamers. Speaking of competition, let's talk about VLC's new AI subtitling feature. They just showed it off at CES, and it's impressive tech running locally offline and supporting over 100 languages. On the surface, this is fantastic for accessibility and breaking down language barriers in media. But there's a darker side we need to consider. What happens when this inevitably gets abused for real-time surveillance? The open source nature of VLC is both exciting and terrifying in this context. We're potentially putting powerful offline translation tools in the hands of, well, everyone. That includes bad actors. It's a classic case of technology outpacing our ability to regulate or control it. Now, let's shift gears to something a bit more power hungry. NVIDIA just unveiled the RTX 5090, and this thing is an absolute monster. We're talking 575 watts of graphics power crammed into a two-slot card. It's an engineering marvel, no doubt, but it raises some serious questions about sustainability and responsible design. As we push towards increasingly power-hungry hardware, are we ignoring the environmental impact? There's a non-zero chance this GPU could double as a space heater in the winter, and yet you have to admire the sheer audacity of it. NVIDIA is essentially saying, you want performance? Here's all the performance. It'll be interesting to see how AMD responds. In other news, Amazon's expanding its ad empire by letting other retailers use its ad tools. This means we're likely to see more targeted ads pretty much everywhere. It's a smart business move for Amazon, but it might not be great news for consumers who are already feeling ad fatigue. Google's getting into the AI-generated content game too, testing personalized podcasts based on your search history. It's an intriguing concept. Imagine having a daily audio briefing tailored exactly to your interests, but it also feels a bit creepy. The line between convenience and privacy invasion keeps getting blurrier. On a completely different note, Azotion just raised 115 million euros for uncrewed ocean data vessels. We're talking about a fleet of autonomous boats gathering oceanic data. It's fascinating technology with huge potential for climate research and offshore energy projects. But I can't help but think, are we witnessing the birth of a robot navy? Here's a thought to leave you with. If AI can now generate subtitles in real time, how long until we have universal translators that work entirely offline? We might be on the verge of breaking down language barriers in a way that was pure science fiction just a few years ago. The implications for global communication and cultural exchange are staggering. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.